Well, hi everyone. It's Thursday night, and it's the 2nd of April. And of course, I just came off night duty this morning. And I slept about 5 or 6 hours, then went into the base and picked up your tape, your Easter tape, which I was, of course, very happy to get. And glad that you had such a nice Easter. I'm just going to play this back and check the machine.
Whatever.
As I was saying, I got off nights this morning, and I had a pretty good night duty. A couple of cases that were kind of, peculiar. I had one guy last night who came in about 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. They sent the ambulance for him, actually. They thought he was struck by lightning. And he said he was struck by lightning. We did have quite a thunder and lightning storm. And sure enough, his hair was singed, but telling the truth, the guy was so plastered, I don't know how he could tell whether he was really struck by lightning or not. And you never know, somebody might have set fire to his hair. And we had another guy that came in today at 6:30, and they thought he had had a heart attack. And I don't know, I guess they never did they really determine exactly what happened to him, but he got progressively worse as the day went on. And so they flew him out to Torrejon tonight. And I want to go to Madrid this weekend. I don't know that I'll get there, but of course, by the time you get this tape, you will know whether I've gotten there or not, because I won't finish it until I come back if I go. And they wanted a medical escort for him to go up, and they asked me if I would be interested in going, but I said no because, I just couldn't sit back and relax and enjoy the flight up, and I'd have to hang around and wait until they got the plane ready and everything, and they could send somebody in a duty status up, but not someone on their day off. And they would send up a corpsman rather than a nurse, except they would have preferred to have a nurse, but there aren't that many of us that we can go off on these flights. So I told them that really I thought I didn't have enough sleep to spend the time worrying about flying up with this guy. They'll send someone else up with him. And I do hope to go to Madrid in the morning, or tomorrow, not in the morning. And a P2V, one of those subchasers, they all laugh because they say, how can you go on those things, because they are strictly a military aircraft. But then I go on high heels and everything else and just climb up through that hatch. Somebody helps me up and I'm all set. So there is a plane supposedly going to Madrid, that is, in the event they don't get any. The Russians don't interfere with my weekend off, all they have to do is spot a Russian sub someplace, and then they'll cancel the flight to Madrid, and I'll be sitting in the air terminal, and the plane will be off looking for the sub someplace. And they usually pull it on weekends. So I'm going to try to get a hop up to Madrid with this BP-24 squadron. They also said I could go to Naples, but I don't want to go to Naples, and the plane wouldn't be coming back. I'd have to provide my own transportation back, and it'd be about $100, so I'm not interested in that, needless to say. But anyhow, we'll see what happens. I'm going to go over there tomorrow afternoon, see if I can get on that flight. They've got me manifested anyway. This tape looks like it's going through this thing so peculiarly that I'm hoping that you'll hear it all. Let's see, what else did I have to tell you about nights? Well, I had a couple of babies, the usual thing. And Pauline's on night duty now, started tonight. And that's how come I'm making the tape at 11 o'clock. Oh, I went to the base movie tonight with Amparo and her friend Mary Luce. We were going to go to a Spanish movie, but the only Spanish movies that were playing were American and with Spanish, soundtracks. And Well, they didn't want, they thought I would prefer to see a Spanish movie. Of course, they're correct. I would have, if I'm going to go to see one. So we went on the base anyway, and it's really, I don't know, I guess I picked the poorest choices of movies. It wasn't a bad movie. It was an old movie with William Holden and Edmund O'Brien about the crime syndicate, First of all, they cannot visualize what a crime syndicate is. So even if they understood what was being said, they wouldn't know what the story was about. And they got halfway through the story when Amparo, and Mary Luce doesn't understand very much English at all, and of course Amparo understands it, and I said, is Mary Luth getting the story? She said, well, as well as I am, she said, and I'm not getting it too well. What is it about? And they, to try to put it down into the terms that they would understand or into the way of life of in Spain would be very difficult because, this, of course, being a dictatorship, there's not that much. There is private enterprise, of course, but it's a little different than back home. Yesterday was a legal holiday in Spain, 25 years of peace. And for Spain, that's something. I mean, they haven't had, of course, for us it would be something, because we were talking about it, and I said, well, we haven't had 25 years of peace yet. It won't be until 1965. But they have had 25 years, and it was a legal holiday. Of course, there's rumors that Franco's going to step down, but this, I guess, is a rumor every single April. I don't know why April, except maybe it's the like the first is the founding of the new government or something. And I asked Amparo what the Spanish people felt about this Princess Irene marrying the Spanish prince, and she said, oh, well, he's not Spanish. And I said, well, yes, he is. And I wanted to say, you know how the papers all said it, even the Stars and Stripes. She said, yes, but he's not really Spanish because he's French, and he has dual citizenship, and they don't really consider him a Spaniard, so they don't care. And they weren't at all upset, from what she said anyway, and Madrid, of course, is a place where you get this information. They weren't really upset about the situation because how the Netherlands protested when she was going to marry a Catholic and all, because they didn't consider him Spanish, so I don't know. You can't keep up with these people. I don't think I mentioned that the Holland, the subtender that's going to be with us all the time, is here. I think the Proteus is going back to Holy Loch, but the Holland is going to stay here. And I don't think they've let their crew out yet. I don't know when they will. Of course, housing is tight, and they're looking for places. And everybody's busy, naturally. The hospital and everything else, all facilities are really tied up. I did some knitting on night duty. I made all of a sweater for Johnny, except for a collar and half a sleeve, and I ran out of gray yarn, so I had to send to the States for it. And I made a sweater for Mark. It's kind of a cute sweater. It's a turtleneck thing. When I send them home, you'll see them. But it's funny, you know, and Johnny's sweater, too, has that drop neckline. I don't know if that's the latest thing in the States or something, but it must be. A drop shoulder line, I mean. And also, the sweater I made for Mark, I don't know if it'll go all the way down to his wrist, because it looked like it was sort of a between, for a boy, you know, it's a boy's pattern and all. It looked like it was between the elbow and the wrist, but maybe it will, or maybe because the shoulder drops down or something. It's kind of pretty. It's a different cable up the front, you know. It's sort of a green heather is a color. It's green tweed, like, looks like a tweed. Yes, Mom, I might get another suit if I go to Ireland. April 17th is the day I'm supposed to leave, because you never know where you're going to end up on these little jaunts. I had thought about going to Berlin, but I decided I don't think I need to see that wall. I can live without that. I don't know, though, you know. You'll get postcards probably long after I'm back. Gee, I can't talk tonight. I'm stuttering over my words. But other than that, everything is fine. I'm fine and feeling good. And I didn't do much Easter. I went to Mass on the base and all, but I did very little, of course, because I had to work, and I didn't do anything all week except hibernate, work and sleep, and that's it. And I'm glad that you like the azalea. I told him to send either an azalea or a lily, and I guess he decided he sent a lily last year, so he sent an azalea this year, which is okay. And I hope everything else is all right at home. I still have 3 tracks left, and you'll probably be getting you'll get my weekend information, you know, whether I get off the ground and go to Madrid, or whether I stay here and relax in Puerto. And then I go on PMs on Monday. So, until I finish off this tape, until it's sort of like a continue next week story, you know, turn the other side over to find out what happened.